Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. There are a lot of hours to go here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to see, a lot to do, a lot of interesting people to meet. Porcfest.com is where you can go to learn more about the event, PORCFEST.com. And again, as we mentioned last hour, for those of you just tuning in, there's so much going on here, it's impossible to cover it all, but just to give you a sampling of my experience from the day today at Porcfest. Mark, you, of course, are here with your family, been involved in some of the family activities that have been going on.
Right.
What I experienced this morning, I got up bright and early as I was invited to be on the very first panel of today with Free State Project President Carla Garrick. She invited me and Pete Ayer from copblock.org to talk about activism. And so we get to be the first panel of the day and kind of the work out the bugs panel because there's a lot of audio equipment that has been brought in. And there's going to be HD video is being recorded by our very own JJ from the Friday edition of Free Talk Live. He is down there hustling every single day, getting around and you know, basically being the stage manager and at the same time operating three HD video cameras and audio equipment.
It is quite an operation.
Yeah, and so hopefully this is
there'll be video available after Porcfest.
That's the plan, unless something disastrous strikes. The plan is for all of these panel discussions to be made available on YouTube, and I think that's great because people that weren't able to get there at 9 this morning, maybe because they partied a little too hard last night, will be able to go and see them all later on down the line. So that's great. And it was I thought it was a really useful panel where we got to discuss a variety of different activism subjects because there's here in New Hampshire, there is a real range of activism that goes on here. Everything from getting active politically to you know, going to the state house and you know, speaking in front of these panels of legislators to doing civil disobedience to what we're doing right now, which is creating media as well.
Also, you know, people that are interested in sort of sub areas like food freedom, the people that want to you know grow their own food and you know do local vor kind of stuff.
Sure, more kind of behind the scenes supporting the community stuff. Activism, and that's one of the guests we have here with us live from Porcfest 2012 here at Rogers Campground is one of those folks that is that behind the scenes kind of guy. Although you do have your own blog at homelandstupidity.us, Michael Hampton is here with us tonight. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Ian.
Mark, always good to have you here, Michael. And you've been a friend and employee sort of the show, contractor, I guess is the right word. You're one of our behind the scenes guys when it comes to running our relatively complicated. Website.
Oh yes, it can be a pain sometimes, but the website is one of the most important ways that Free Talk Live reaches people. So
certainly, and you've been an integral component for that. But I know that's not the reason why you're sitting here to talk to us today, because one of the things that you're most known for, at least one of the projects that we know about, is the Porcupine 411 system. And it's something that has been discussed quite a bit over the years on Free Talk Live, but we always have new listeners tuning in. So what is the Porc 411?
You know, that's the thing. I've been here at Porcfest since yesterday, and the number one question I've had since then, I wrote something about it on my name badge, mm-hmm. and that's been the number one question I've had is, what in the world is Porc 411? And this started in 2006, so it's actually been running about 6 years now.
It's great.
I think Lauren Canario originally had the idea. The idea was, what happens if you stick together a voicemail box and an email list? So at the time, I was playing around with voice over IP, and I had the capability to do this just in my house. I put the voicemail box and the email list together, and I said, here's the number, here's how you subscribe, try it. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it was slow to take off, of course, since people were trying to figure out what to do with it. But there's been lots of things done with it. One of the big things is when an activist has an issue with the police, if they get stopped, if they get arrested, whatever, they can
so
give
useful.
Oh yes,
so useful for that.
You give the number a call. I had a couple of people just today tell me that they were so glad it was there for them because it got supporters, it got people. Let me just tell you about Rich Paul real quick.
Sure.
I talked to him this morning, and he said it saved him when he got arrested. He called Porc 411, and they flooded the jail with phone calls. He had support. People knew what was going on with
him. Absolutely.
So he was able to get the word out.
Wasn't this the incident where, Ian, where you were able to come to the scene because of the call?
Well, there have been Rich Paul's been arrested a few times, so it could have been that incident where I was there within minutes before he was even put in the police car.
And
but
he had a bag that he was able to take that he could have lost some stuff out of, right?
Yeah, that's true. And so there was absolutely a situation. But actually, excuse me, that might have been King 411. That might not have been Port 411. Because we've got multiple communication systems. But at the recent arrest, the most recent one where he was questioned by the FBI after being arrested, it was actually Wendy, his girlfriend, who made the call to Port 411. We didn't get to the scene until after Rich had been taken away, but we were still able to respond, still able to call the police department, still able to get Wendy and kind of accompany her back to a different location, which she was obviously pretty shooken up. So it's so useful, and it's a tool that I think we were talking with Dave Ridley earlier from RidleyReport.com about how Ridley reports are a window into the world that this video production he does are a window into the world of activism, but it's more of like a produced window. Pork 411, if you were to go to porcupine411.com and go to the New Hampshire section there, or go to nh.porcupine411.com, you could subscribe to this even if you aren't here in New Hampshire yet.
Yeah.
And you can receive these emails with the audio in them, and that's kind of like an unfiltered window into the world of activism. I mean, you'll get everything from traffic reports to emergency police aggression situations.
I don't restrict the kind of activism you can do over the line, as long as it is something. So we get everything from we're having this testimony at the State House to I just got pulled over, I got a flat tire, just anything.
Yeah, if I get so we have Social Sundays happening in Keene, mm-hmm. and so if we show up at the location for Social Sundays and it's closed for some arbitrary reason, phone call goes out to Port 411. Hey, everybody, heads up, this is the new location. And then within seconds of you hanging up the phone, your system will pass the message on. So, I mean, literally, it doesn't take very long at all.
Yeah, that goes out to email instantly. We've got roughly about 400 people on email and mobile phones. It also goes out to Twitter and Facebook. So if you like the page on Facebook mm-hmm. or you follow on Twitter, you will get those.
What is it that, how many subscribers are there? This is one of the questions I've had for a long time. I've always just presumed it's a couple hundred people, but I have no idea.
It's hard to tell because there will be duplicates between Twitter, Facebook, and the phones and the email.
Right, but just straight up email subscribers.
Straight up email, I think it's about 400.
Wow, okay, more than I thought.
Haven't looked really lately, but we've got a lot of likes on Facebook. I think a lot of people are following that way. So total amount of subscribers is probably well over 500. It may be even pushing with 1,000.
It's incredible. Now, one of the other things you've done with Porcupine 411 is you've made the system, kind of plug and play for people.
Yes.
There was another guy, I think it was he was in the audience this morning, the activism panel. We were talking about Port 411 as well as some of the other activism networks, if you will, that we have here. And this guy mentioned that they've got one in Michigan or something like that.
Yes, they do have one. Are they here? Because I haven't met them.
Yes. He's got his hand up there. Phil, he was on the show the other day. So now, is this something you set up?
Yes, I set the Port 411 up for the Michigan guys,
mm-hmm.
and I also set it up for John Bush down in Austin.
That's awesome.
And our newest Port 411 that we've set up is down in Phoenix with Ernest Hancock and those guys.
Fantastic. So folks can go to porcupine411.com to learn more about this setup. What else is going on that you wanted to mention about this?
About Port 411, that's the main thing is I wanted to people to know what it is, because that's the question I'm getting. The latest news is I am hard at work on an Android app for Port 411.
Really?
And I
just have a shortcut right now that just quickly dials the number. What would the app do?
The app, what it would do is you hit a widget or a button on your phone, and it will instantly send out your location and start recording audio, or if you have the bandwidth, start recording video. One touch.
Wow, that sounds really spectacular. I'm looking forward to evaluating that.
What I want to do is do the live video stream, or if you don't have the bandwidth, then we can do live audio and upload the video later.
Let's get the Keene activists in on the beta on that one. That'll be fun.
You will be hearing about that.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Michael Hampton from porcupine411.com. And by the way, what does this cost for somebody that wants to set one up?
For an activist network, it is $15 a month.
Nice. So affordable. So useful. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in the 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition, here with a wonderful studio audience. Thank you to everybody who took the time to come in here tonight and spend it with us, or at least a portion of your night, because I know there's a lot going on all across the campground as night begins to fall. Still some light outside illuminating the beautiful vista of the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's absolutely incredible to be here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Rogers Campground. I think for our fifth year in a row, Mark Edge, it's been
for
great.
Porkfest in general?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, it's always good to see the same old faces, but to see new people as well. I had the chance this morning to ask my favorite question, and I'll probably ask it again whenever I'm on stage. I love to ask people, whoever's in the crowd, who's here for their very first Porkfest. And every year, it's like at least 50% of whatever crowd I'm in front of, at least 50% are brand new to Porkfest. And it's just so exciting to me because it means, you know, we're not running through the same cycle of the same, you know, 500 to 1,000 people sure. that are coming here every single year. I mean, it does mean that obviously people who were here last year probably aren't here this year, but that's okay because as we've seen, some people just can't make it every year. So, you know, if you're driving from across the country, it's kind of an expensive journey to come here for Porkfest. It's not expensive to actually be at Porkfest. I think it's like $40 gets you in for the entire week, and that's the access to the event. And then, of course, camping is, you know, what, $27 a night or something ridiculously cheap like that.
A lot of people, you know, sort of share campsites.
Yeah, that too. So the price can really come down as a result of sharing the campsite. So there are always new people here, and I just think it's so so great. It's always fun meeting people who, for instance, are supporters of this program. We just had a gentleman come up here during the break and introduce himself as a longtime Free Talk Live amplifier, which, of course, the Free Talk Live amp program is a way for listeners to support this show and help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. And if that's valuable to you, if you like what we're doing here with Free Talk Live and also the other LRN.FM programs that are related to this show, like, for instance, Flaming Freedom is going to be broadcasting live from our very same studio digs here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival tonight, right after our show over at LRN.FM. So it's become Free Talk Live has, I guess, spun off almost, if you will, other radio programs and provided the ability for those folks to get an audience for themselves. And so all of that is helped out by the Free Talk Live AMP program, which is listeners like you sending in $3 a month to support what we're doing here. And you get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only podcast and forum. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and to get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
You could join more than a million people who trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Fortune magazine calls LegalZoom.com blessedly simple. You can do all kinds of common documents there at LegalZoom.com. You can incorporate your business or create your will. If you don't have one, you need one. Living trust, register a trademark, whatever you need to do. They're empowering and protecting you with common legal documents people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right, so we've got yet another special guest here in studio with us on the third mic. Welcome to Marcus, the one-man rock band Nothing Project is the name of your band. Is that right? I'm going to turn your mic on. That would help, too. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, Nothing Project is the name of my one-man rock band.
And you do rock, I must say. I have heard you play in the past at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here, and you're, in fact, going to be playing tonight, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be playing at 10 o'clock right after Free Talk Live ends down in the pavilion. Pretty excited. It's actually my fourth year playing at Porkfest. But
that's great.
Thanks. And more importantly, though, it's my first year playing at Porkfest since I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Oh, yeah. Now, that, I mean, literally just a few weeks ago, right? I mean, you've been here. You're less than a month.
Yeah, that's right. I moved on Memorial Day to Keene, New Hampshire, actually.
And that was so great because, like, you didn't even tell anybody about it. I think Pete Ayer from coplock.org ran into you at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's right. I know Pete. So yeah, I saw him at the grocery store, and he's like, hey. And I was like, hey, I live here now.
You didn't bring a whole lot of stuff up with you, right? Because if you did, then you really missed out because you can always ask for help, and then people will come and show up at your house and just, like, unload a whole truckload of stuff in 45 minutes flat.
I did bring some stuff. I mean, I am a one-man rock band, so I carry a lot of stuff with me. But I pulled in pretty late, and my brother was with me, helped me out.
How do you become a one man rock band? I mean, the average
you just can't work with other people.
That's part of it.
Well, you know, bands are historically just lousy at sticking together. It's one of the most frustrating parts, I'm sure, of playing music is dealing with other musicians.
Well, that's true. I was in a band for a long time with three other guys, and I wanted to start something new and be the front man, sing and play guitar. And I was looking for a rhythm section or a drummer specifically. And, you know, some of the drummers just weren't so good. And I thought, well, geez, I can just suck at drums all by myself. I don't need somebody else.
Huh.
And so, yeah, so I was actually pretty inspired by my father, who was a one-man band himself.
I was going to ask you that. It seems like one of those pass it down the family line sort of things. It's interesting.
Yeah, so I did. I started playing. I actually, the visual is I sit down and I play drums with my feet. I have bass drum, a hi-hat, and then a snare drum with a pedal, foot pedal for the snare, and then I play guitar and sing all at the same time.
It's incredible.
Thank you.
I have to say.
Thank you.
So where does the bass get filled in?
Just with my playing, my awesomeness.
No, I got you.
Okay. You know, lots of bass drum, actually. The bass drum is what drives the song. If you're there, the bass drum just keeps going. My right foot is always on the bass drum, so there is no bass guitar, but some of the songs I'm tuned down kind of low, and just the ambiance, it's not missed.
No, you do, I think, a programming job for your day job. Do you think that Nothing Project could ever become something that you're doing full-time?
Likely not. It's not really how I approach it. I just like to be a creative person in general. I love to create art. And
so you're not in it for success or flashiness or the money?
Oh, no, all those things. But that's not really what drives me. What drives me is just the creation process.
Not the groupies.
Right. Now, if I was in it for the groupies, I would be a moron. I just do it for the creation. I love to, one of the things I love about freedom is to be free to create what I want.
Yeah.
And I'm not just the one-man rock band and, you know, web designer developer. I also am an artist with a pen. I do a daily web comic as well.
No kidding.
Yeah,
tell me about that.
That's called Brainless Tales, and it's at brainlesstales.com.
Cool.
And it's
now, there's a lot of competition in that area, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly. But it's not really, I don't see this competition. I mean, there's it's actually because of all the others that are out there that kind of help propel my comic along. I mean, for 2.5 years, you know, I had maybe 40 visits a day. I was popping out, and I was like, yeah, 40. And, you know, then after that, started to pick up. You know, now I'm over 1,000 a day.
Outstanding.
So, yeah, and so that is more popular than Nothing Project, because Nothing Project is just like every once in a while I put out some music, which I am coming out with a new record soon. That will be available for a free download.
Cool.
In full, whatever format you want, off of Bandcamp.
So, nothingproject.com?
Yep, nothingproject.com and brainlesstales.com.
Good stuff.
Brainlesstales.com is pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mark's really into the webcomics, so you probably have a new fan.
Every day for over 5 years.
That's outstanding.
It's one of those single pane kind of things.
Yes.
Quick
and easy.
Marcus, welcome to New Hampshire,
and
welcome back to Porkfest. Always great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, man.
All right, thank you.
855 453. We're live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. More coming up.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want to. 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. freetalklive.com. You know, I had the opportunity to meet somebody who's pretty important to this radio program today, Roger. Can I say his last name on the air?
Is Roger around?
He's here. You didn't know that? He's here.
I knew that he was coming.
Roger Ver from, he's the guy who helps us out with promoting Bitcoin, because there's no Bitcoin company, as we've talked about before. There's no Bitcoin corporation. He doesn't have an official Bitcoin position. He's just a guy who's into Bitcoins, and he's got some money to spend on promoting Bitcoins, because he's so into Bitcoins, he's willing to invest his own personal finances into getting the word out about Bitcoin. So what does Roger want us to talk about?
Hey, let's just stick with the first name, Roger. Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash.
I thought we've used his name before.
We have, and he's let me know that he doesn't like the limelight that much.
Gotcha.
You know, he's interested in promoting bitcoins. He thinks they're going to change the world, and I think he's right. Having spoken to him, I am now convinced that these crypto libertarians on the internet have really something very special going on with bitcoins. Because as many libertarians have said up to this point, it's the Federal Reserve, the creation of the fiat currency. If bitcoins can be used on a broad basis, then that's going to change a lot of things. He sent me a long email here that I think we're going to go over at some point in the future as to why bitcoins are very special, but I think I'd like to get him on the air to talk about it.
Absolutely. It'd be great. The dude is a major activist, as far as I'm concerned, in getting the word out about bitcoins. You can go to weusecoins.org to learn more about bitcoins, a decentralized currency that is completely digital, something that you can use online to make anonymous purchases if you'd like, or just buy whatever that is being offered to be paid with in Bitcoins.
Yeah,
we use coins.org.
Yeah, and you can get Bitcoins from by going to bitinstant.com. You can by going to literally thousands and thousands. That's 700,000 locations worldwide. That's across the U.S. U.S., Russia, and Brazil. Soon to come. Eurozone, the U.K., Canada, Mexico. They're coming online, and you can get Bitcoins. You can give cash at those locations in order to get Bitcoins online. And start
so you basically
them.
Deposit cash at banks, 7-Elevens, Western Union.
Yep.
And that's bitinstant.com that lets you do that?
Right. And real quick, just one of the facts in this email that he sent me, and I get several of these that he sends out because he's really passionate about this stuff, is Amazon grosses $38 billion a year. And if you assume a 3% transaction fee, which seems pretty reasonable if you've ever done business online, that credit card companies would
charge
you about 3%.
American Express, 5%, but 3% is typical.
Amazon pays $1 billion a year in transaction fees.
Oh,
Amazon nets $1 billion per year in profits. That's $1 billion is what they
could double their profits.
$38 billion, but they net $1 billion. They could double their profits by doing all their transactions in
Bitcoins.
So how long do you think it's going to be before Amazon
figures
takes
it
this
out?
Currency that is now it's now accepted, now working, it's now going up,
and they could give a discount to anybody using Bitcoin. They could still have the FRN price or the credit card price you could use on Amazon, and then alternately you could get 2% off if you use Bitcoin. That's the way to really incentivize the use of alternative currencies, is give people extra value to encourage them to get over Gresham's Law and actually get out there and use them. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Chris, listening in Sweden, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, I need some advice for a friend of mine.
We'll do our best.
She's going to go visit, of all places, she's going to go to Keene to her company. Yeah, I was looking up, I was trying to find things to do in Keene and what to do in Keene and so on, and also at the Free State Project homepage. And I've been googling around, and I can't really find out where should I point her, what direction should I tell her to go to have fun with the inhabitants of the Free State Project.
I would recommend two locations. One would be the Free Keene calendar. You can go to freekeene.com and then click the calendar link right there at the top. That'll give you some idea of a portion of the things going on in Keene. Not everything makes it to the calendar for a variety of different reasons. Some people don't even know it exists. But also, there's also a forum over at forum.shiresociety.com where not only can you interact with people from Keene, but also folks from Manchester, the Lakes Region, Seacoast. There are people from all across the Shire, as we like to call it, that are participating there over at forum.shiresociety.com. So don't miss that either. The Free State Project also has their own forum as well, and that's another place that that you could go. But I would recommend primarily forum.shiresociety.com and the Free Keene calendar.
Okay, I got those two. Great.
Very good, Chris. Anything else you want to share tonight?
He's arriving at the 4th of July, staying for a week or 10 days or so.
Something that she could do would be to go to that forum and post her intentions, post what her plan is, when she's going to be there, and then, we'll see if we can put together some sort of, a welcoming party.
Great,
yeah. Like a lot of times we'll go out to lunch with somebody that's visiting the town, that sort of thing. So, but if we know they're coming. If it's
like to skulk in, take a look around,
right.
Skulk out.
Yeah, so there you go, Chris. Anything else I can help you with?
The Free State Project, they have a form you can fill in if you are visiting New Hampshire, and they have a form on the website, and you will enter the date you're arriving and a little bit about yourself and so on, and they will actually contact you and. I don't know what they're going to do with that information.
That's another way to do it. It's called the Welcoming Committee or the Welcome Wagon through the Free State Project site at freestateproject.org. And usually when somebody fills that form out, there's a kind of a Welcome Wagon person who coordinates that with the Free State Project, and they will alert certain key activists in the area in which that you intend to visit, and then those folks will be able to get in touch with you and set something up. So I hope that helps, Chris, and I thank you for the call. Look forward to seeing you and your friends. friend or your friend in New Hampshire, and appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, let's go to Andy calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Andy.
Well, good evening.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to know if y'all had heard about the big Ron Paul endorsement.
Who is Ron Paul endorsed?
What? No, tell me.
Oh, did you? He was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer tonight, and when asked if he would endorse Mitt Romney, if he would be following in his son's footsteps to endorse Mitt Romney, he said, no. And then after he said, no, he said, no way.
well, you know, that's funny. Yeah, Ron doesn't have
how
to make the concessions.
How can you not love Ron Paul? How can you not love this man?
He doesn't have to make the concessions
night,
anymore.
Guys.
He's going out of the party.
Talk
okay, so he didn't
it.
Actually endorse anyone.
In the car.
So, just to clarify, Andy, he didn't actually endorse anyone. He just refused to endorse Mitt Romney.
No way.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Now, didn't he endorse Chuck Baldwin from the Constitution Party in 2008?
I think at first he said, like, vote for all the third-party people or something like that. And
that's
then,
true. He did say that.
And then there was...
Except Bob Barr, who snubbed Ron
somehow,
Paul
yeah, but,
and refused...
But first he said third parties, all third parties, and then Bob Barr snubbed him, and then I think he went behind Baldwin. Because he didn't want to pick between Barr and Baldwin in that circumstance,
right.
And then it didn't have too much trouble, as I understand it.
Well, hopefully Gary Johnson will have the current Libertarian Party nominee this year. Hopefully he will have a little bit more sense in how he handles any potential interactions with Ron Paul. You know, show up to the debate that Ron Paul schedules between the three parties.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what happened, as I understand it, was Bob Barr was invited to a third-party forum or debate or something like that that Ron Paul was putting together, and... just didn't show up.
Wow.
Refused to attend. So, that's one of the many reasons I'm not involved with the National Libertarian Party anymore.
Indeed, but I've got to say that I consider Gary Johnson to be a huge step forward from Bob Barr.
I think that you are correct about that, although I still have some questions that maybe we'll get a chance to ask him at some point during the campaign as to whether or not he truly has found the ideas and principles of liberty. You say he has. I don't know if I believe it.
I think he's on a path, and
remember that he had accepted the principle.
What do you mean?
The principle, that you don't aggress against peaceful people, that principle.
Well, I mean, he's just signed up like everybody else has, but there's a lot of people in the Libertarian Party that believe in small government, my friend.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order, and you're going to obey it.
What are you going to play?
You can do that, and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring silence to the rally.
What with me?
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, excuse me.
Hey,
who do you think
excuse
you
me?
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is
you ain't going to make me
walk out. Now, wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. That's the point of this program. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event, porcfest.com. And better if you can just get on up here. There's a lot of brand new faces here, as there are every single year, and it's always fun to meet longtime listeners of the show or even relatively new listeners, and of course, people that don't even know who Free Talk Live is. I like meeting those people.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's nice to know that people are coming into this movement from all manner of different venues. And so, once again, go to porkfest.com. Don't miss this event. If you can still get up here, even if it's just for Friday and Saturday night, don't miss this. It's just so much fun to be around other people that understand and appreciate the ideas of liberty and who are willing to live those ideas and actually come and move to the same place as you and I did, Mark, back in 2006. As early movers, we now have over 1,000 people in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So there are a lot of people here already, but there are over 12,000 people that are pledged to make the move. So there's still a lot more that are yet to come. And we've seen a lot of changes that have happened thus far, even with just 1,000 people getting active. Imagine what it will be like after 2,000, 3,000, 5,000. Let's go to Janello calling from Virginia. Janello, you're on Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you guys, I'm planning on coming that way shortly. I think probably in between the next 6 to 8 months. And I just want to, I've been checking out the forums, and I've seen, I have some good information on there and all that. But what I wanted to know is, like, for a person that's come up there, you know, starting brand new, that, you know, wants to get active and get involved, what are some of the first things you guys recommend for those first touching down? Like, what things should people get into, like, to get in, to get involved as far as, like, you know, get jobs and a place to stay? Like, what would you guys recommend?
Well, obviously, getting settled is an important part of moving and getting through that initial, whatever might possibly be a culture shock in some cases. Like, if you're coming from, I know, Mark, you experienced this. You came from an urban, much more urban area than this is, something like 10 times the population where we come from.
Right.
And it was a totally different change in lifestyle for you. It was kind of hard to handle for
sure.
you
yeah.
For a little while. So there's a possibility of culture shock. But as far as what you can do is you can obviously find a place to stay. Some liberty activists will rent rooms to other activists, so there's always that possibility, and there are housing forums over at forum.shiresociety.com where you can actually post and respond to posts from people with housing available.
Right. The first thing I would do is get on one of these forums. I don't know where it is that you're thinking about moving, or if you even know, but there are several forums, as Ian's mentioned, the Shire Society Forum, the Free State Project Forum, these kind of things.
And the Shire Society Forum actually has special areas for each different area of New Hampshire, so it allows you to kind of target the discussion that you're looking
and
for.
And pick, start talking to these people now. That's what I would do, is
right.
Start talking to these folks now so they know when you come who you are.
To some extent,
yeah.
Right. And you can get plugged right into the social scene because there's so many people here. We're not just doing activism. There's also socializing going on. So, for instance, Social Sunday is usually a fairly good day to come out and just meet a random bunch of folks. And, in fact, usually it's very well attended after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So we've got those events that are listed over the Free Keene calendar. If you're looking at the Keene area, there are other areas that also have events, and some of them are listed over at the Shire Society Forum, as I mentioned. So you can plug into the social scene. You can immediately get out and start joining in on activism that's going on. And, of course, there's also housing available. So it's all there. You just have to do a little bit of digging and take some time to post around.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in the Keene area because it seems like I'm really interested in some activism and non-cooperation because I'm pretty much getting bullied down here in Virginia, and I guess it comes to the point in some folks' life that they can either sit back and take things or take another path. And I'm not talking about violence or anything like that.
Sure.
But something,
I can tell you, if you show up and start talking about violence, you will find a very cold reception from the activist community, at least in Keene. We've run out a couple of guys who have been of that particular perspective, literally run them out of the social scene, and that stuff's not tolerated.
It's counterproductive.
Yeah, and not only is it counterproductive, but I believe it's immoral. I think that you are embracing the tool, if you support violence as a solution to the state, you are essentially embracing the state's tool.
Well, outside of self-defense, that's my only thing. Outside
sure.
of self-defense, I don't think violence is the answer for anything,
Yep. I heard you, man, and I appreciate that. So I hope that that's been of some assistance. There's a great community here, and, of course, there are more people here this year than last year, and so it just keeps getting better. As we mentioned with Marcus earlier, if you've got a family with a big, truck full of furniture and housing stuff, you can come up here and let folks know when you're going to show up. Tell them you're going to order them some pizza and bring some beer, and you'll have enough volunteers attend to unload that moving truck in probably an hour flat, if not less than that. And, of course, then afterwards you've got a great opportunity to meet these folks that just helped you out and, socialize with them for a little while after. So that's always a fun way to kind of make a splash landing here in New Hampshire, is to invite people to help you move, which you're not going to get any help down in Virginia probably to load the truck. But when you get here to unload it, we can help with that.
It sounds like a place where, where folks that are, wanting to work together and do some things, it sounds like a place to be. And I think it's coming to that point in my life. I think I'm going to make the appropriate measures to go ahead and come take you guys out.
Thank you for that, Janello. Look forward to hearing from you, and hope to spot you over at the forum at forum.shiresociety.com. Appreciate your call tonight. Look forward to seeing you here. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this morning, it was this afternoon, Mark, you were actually on a panel. I mentioned that I was on a panel earlier today about activism in general. Yours was about making the move to New Hampshire, and specifically the area in which you ended up choosing to move. And you were on, it was actually a huge panel. There were something like 10 people up on stage.
Well, there's New Hampshire's, although a small state, is a big place. There's lots of different
options.
A lot of options, and there are a lot of reasons to move to different areas. And
you and Pete Eyre from CompLock.org were kind of representing the general keen area, mm-hmm. specifically
as
Keen.
As was Stephen Prince.
Yeah, that's right. He joined, I think, a little bit later on in the, what was it, like a two-hour-long panel?
2 hours. That's right.
It was really long. I mean, it was probably the longest panel I've seen here, and I was only able to stay for part of it. But, you know, some folks from the Seacoast and Manchester and Concord and all over up on this panel, the Upper Valley, and everybody, you know, pointing out the benefits and even some of the negatives of the different areas in to which they've moved. And, you know, some people, they want different things. So, I mean, if that gentleman, Gennaro, wanted to come up here and do non-cooperation, Keene, Manchester, probably good locations for that. But maybe you want to get away from it all. Maybe you're so sick of the, you know, the state's encroachment upon your life that you just want to move out into the woods and, you know, keep your activism low-key and behind the scenes. There's that kind of living here, too. So folks from Grafton, for instance.
Grafton is a great example, but not just Grafton. I mean, you know, many people...
Well, there's a lot of little towns in New Hampshire, but Grafton's got the biggest name recognition of all of them, I think.
It does. Grafton's managed to... Well, they've got a whole bunch of people in elected office there, and...
No zoning.
Yeah, right. I mean, just...
It's a problem for me right now in Keene.
It's huge. It's really, really huge as far as what they've managed to do. But I live in a rural area, and I have a good-sized piece of land, and my taxes are half what yours are inside of Keene, and I live 8 minutes or 8 miles from your house.
You don't have a nosy housing inspector coming around your home either, messing around.
We don't have a housing inspector. Yeah. Somebody have to pay that guy, and we're not willing to do that out where I live.
So there's a whole range, and that's why, you know, right on freekeene.com, if you go to the move page where it gives you over 150 reasons to consider a move to Keene, you know, it'll let you know, hey, this is a challenge. If you're going to move to Keene, you're going to be up against some of the most arch-statist, pro-government, pro-aggression people that you'll find all across New Hampshire. Now, generally, people in New Hampshire are very nice folks, and I like a lot of the people that live in Keene, but, I mean, it's a college town. It's in close proximity to both Massachusetts and Vermont, as well as New York. It's the closest to all three of those states of all the major cities in New Hampshire, and so I think that there's a lot of really negative pro-state influence in that town.
Sure.
And so, you know, if you want an easy road, you might want to move out to the woods or something like that. If you want a real challenge, I think Keene's probably one of the most challenging, if not the most challenging move for an activist. So it's not easy street. It's no cakewalk.
Indeed. I mean, personally, I wouldn't live in Keene for much of anything. I mean, it's nice to be able to ride your bicycle to the places you go, and you're able to do that, and I think that's the single biggest advantage.
It'll be a perfect town as soon as we get rid of the state.
Yeah, well, you know, you got a long way to go, buddy.
Well, hey, this is a long-term project. It's a liberty in our lifetime. Unfortunately, we're not going to have liberty tomorrow or in another week or in another likely 5 years, but if we can get enough people to move here, whether it's to Keene or Grafton or the Seacoast or wherever, if we get enough people who are going to get active, we can have liberty sooner rather than later. And that's the whole idea.
You won't have it on the land, at least.
There's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way, live from the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival at 855-450-FREE.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.